from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia's West Sumatra hosts multi-ethnic festival to boost tourism. National Data Center restoration brings immigration service back on track. Now the news in detail. The 2024 Multi-Ethnic Festival showcasing cultural arts from various ethnicities was held at the Aditya Warman Museum in Padang to revive tourism in West Sumatra. West Sumatra Tourism Office Head Luhur Budianda said on Saturday that the festival aims to attract tourists back to the province after the pandemic and natural disasters impacted the industry. The festival featured a variety of performances, including Minang arts and Mentawai dance depicting the tribe's daily life and rituals. The Director General of Informatics Applications at the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Informatics, Samuel Abriani Pangerapan, disclosed several recovery steps for the temporary disruption of the National Data Center services since June the 20th, which affected the Immigration Management Information System at the Directorate General of Immigration, Ministry of Law and Human Rights. Recovery steps continue to be carried out with developments. Some immigration services, such as passports, visas, residence permits, and crossings, have started to operate again, he said in a written statement on Saturday. He also said that immigration services through an auto gate at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, which had been disrupted, had resumed operations in stages. Meanwhile, auto gate services at other airports were still being restored. Thailand plans to increase collaboration in the education sector with Indonesia, according to Deputy Chairperson of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Committee of Indonesia's House of Representatives, Putu Supatma Rudana. They are interested in collaborating in the education sector because many Thai students, including those on scholarships, are pursuing their degrees in Indonesia, particularly Yogyakarta City. The Thai parliamentarians visited Jakarta and Yogyakarta, a popular destination for Thai students studying in Indonesia, as well as planning a visit to Bali. Their visit aimed to strengthen relations between the two countries. At least 42 people were killed in Israeli attacks on districts of Gaza City in the north of the Palestinian enclave on Saturday, June the 22nd. The director of the Hamas-run government media office said one Israeli strike on houses in Al-Shati, one of the Gaza Strip's 8 historic refugee camps, killed 24 people, while another 18 Palestinians were killed in a strike on houses in the Al-Tufah neighborhood. Hamas did not comment on the Israeli claim to have hit its military infrastructure. Footage obtained by Reuters showed dozens of Palestinians rushing out to search for victims amid the destroyed houses. China and the European Union have agreed to start talks on the planned imposition of tariffs on Chinese made electric vehicles, or EVs, being imported into the European market, senior officials of both sides said on Saturday, June the 22nd. The confirmation came after China's Commerce Ministry said its head Wang Wentao and Dombrovskis, executive vice president of the European Commission, had agreed to start consultations over the European Union's anti-subsidy investigation into China's EVs. The ministers was open for discussion regarding European Union tariffs on Chinese exports. Habeck's visit is the first by a senior European official since Brussels proposed hefty duties on imports of Chinese-made electric vehicles to combat what the European Union considers excessive subsidies. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asia and Pacific Affairs Daniel Crittenden Brink on Saturday said the situation in the South China Sea is deeply concerning, adding that China's recent action in the disputed waterway were deeply destabilizing. Crittenden Brink made the comments during a visit to Hanoi amid rising tension between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea, where Vietnam is also a claimant. Meanwhile, on Friday, Philippine officials said they did not consider invoking the Mutual Defense Treaty with the U.S. after accusing China of aggressively disrupting a resupply mission in the disputed South China Sea earlier this month. A U.S. aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea on Saturday for a joint military drills aimed to better counter North Korean threats, Seoul's Navy said. The announcement came a day after South Korea summoned the Russian ambassador to Seoul to protest a defense deal signed by President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang this week, which include a pledge to come to each other's aid if attacked. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President ensures no social assistance for online gambling players. President Joko Widodo confirmed that there would be no social assistance for online gambling players, including the question of social assistance policy plans for this target. The head of state stated it when reviewed the pumping program in Karanganyar Regency, Central Java on Wednesday. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, meanwhile emphasized that those suggested to be targeted for social assistance recipients are victims of online gambling behavior, not perpetrators. This includes the families who suffer both moral and material losses. He explained that the idea of providing social assistance to victims of online gambling was one of the materials proposed by the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture in preparation for the formation of a task force for the eradication of online gambling. The Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture has the capacity as Deputy Chair of the Online Gambling Eradication Task Force, accompanying the Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Hadi Cahyanto, who serves as Chair of the ad hoc team structure. Minister Muhajir believes that the social assistance will help families who are victims of online gambling behavior. Meanwhile, Minister Hadi Cahyanto said that the task force would eradicate the act of buying and selling accounts in rural areas. He said this move was carried out by several perpetrators who were a certain syndicate and deliberately entered rural areas. The minister also explained that this method has often been used, causing many accounts to be recorded by the Financial Transaction Reports and Analysis Center as being involved in online gambling transactions. Therefore, he asked the national police and military to anticipate the practice of buying and selling accounts in the community. At the same time, the task force will also investigate who is the party behind the syndicate of the practice of buying and selling accounts. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with June the 23rd, 2005, World Widows Day celebrated for the first time. International Widows Day is a commemoration day ratified by the United Nations to address the poverty and injustice faced by millions of widows in many countries. This day is celebrated every year on June the 23rd. This commemoration was launched by the Lumba Foundation to raise awareness about widow issues. The first International Widows Day was celebrated in 2005 and launched by Lord Lumba and the foundation's president, Cherie Blair. Events were held in Rwanda, Sri Lanka, United States, United Kingdom, Nepal, Syria, Kenya, India, Bangladesh, and South Africa. Turning to June 23, 2003, the UN Public Service Day established. UN Public Service Day is celebrated on June the 23rd every year, established by resolution in 2003 to celebrate the value and virtue of public service to the community. The United Nations Economic and Social Council stipulates that the United Nations Public Service Award is awarded on Public Service Day for contribution made to enhancing the role, prestige, and visibility of the public service. The day also marks the anniversary of when the International Labour Organization adopted the Labour Relations Convention. This convention is a framework for determining the working condition of all civil servants throughout the world. And today in history with June 23, 2017. Terror attacks in Pakistan. On June 23, 2017, a series of terrorist attacks occurred in Pakistan, resulting in 96 people killed and more than 200 others injured. A suicide bombing attack in Quetta targeted police, followed by two explosions at a market in Parachinar, killing four policemen in Karachi. Responsibility for the Quetta attack was claimed by Jamaat al-Ahrar and ISIL, while no group accepted responsibility for the Parachinar attack. According to the Pakistani military, both attacks were coordinated from terrorist safe havens in Afghanistan. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Apurba Kumar Pal in West Bengal, India. Hello, sir. Thank you for your email to our broadcast. We're really sorry because we cannot fulfill your request yet. Even so, you don't need to be disappointed. I'll play a beautiful song for you. Happy listening.
Selamat pagi malam. Sampaikan cerita akhir petang hari ini. Ku suka nyaman bercumbu berdua denganmu, menikmati nada yang kita rangkai bersama. Terjagalah bersamaku selalu. Hatiku, jangan rusak organ dalam bedu. Oh. Terima kasih malam kau. Dari siang setiap hari, ku suka ku nyaman bercumbu berdua denganmu, menikmati nada yang kita rangkai bersama. Jagalah bersamaku selalu.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, also through website voinews.id. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital. Well, listener, in today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia adds tickets to the 2024 Olympics. The Indonesian athletes contingent for the 2024 Paris Olympics has managed to register 21 athletes as of last week. The opportunity to add athletes competing in Paris is still open because several sports are still holding qualifying rounds, such as archery and rock climbing, which are being participated in by Indonesian athletes. Efforts to get additional tickets to the 2024 Paris Olympics have had sweet results because archery has officially increased the number of tickets to the 2024 Paris Olympics. The additional tickets were obtained from team events. This was confirmed by the Deputy General Chair II for Development and Achievement of the Indonesian Archery Association, Perpani Abdul Razak, on Thursday in Jakarta. As is known, Indonesia took part in the third series of the Archery World Cup in Antalya, Turkey from June the 18th to 23rd. This tournament is the last opportunity for Indonesian athletes to add additional tickets to Paris next July from archery. As a result, the Indonesian archery team succeeded in winning a ticket to the Olympics for the red curve team. This success brought the number of Indonesian athletes to 23 through the addition of archery in the names of Shifa Nur Afifah Kamal and Reza Octavia. Previously, Indonesian archery had confirmed tickets from Diananda Hoirunisa and Arif Dwi Pangestu in the women's individual recurve and men's individual recurve numbers. According to Abdul Razak, with the addition of two athletes, the Indonesian archery team can participate in four events, namely the women's recurve team, women's individual recurve, men's individual recurve, and mixed team. Abdul Razak explained that Indonesia got the tickets after Italy and Japan failed to become finalists and champions in Antalya, Turkey. Quoting the World Archery page, Italy was defeated by Japan in the quarterfinals, while Japan was defeated by South Korea in the semifinals. The addition of these two tickets complete the number of athletes who have previously qualified from 8 sports, namely surfing 1, rowing 1, weightlifting 3, badminton 9, cycling 1, gymnastic 1, shooting 1, and rock climbing 2. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now we'll reply to an email from Reginaldo Anunciacao in Brazil. He was listening to English programs on May 3, 2024 through frequency 3325 kHz with the SINPO 33332. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your reception report on details. As information, you can get information about Voice of Indonesia. Please visit our website, voinews.id, voinews.id, and click About Us. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, now let's enjoy this next song only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voanews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring the charm of Slamaran Beach in Pekalongan. Pekalongan, which is located in Central Jawa Province, apart from being famous as the city of batik, also has many exotic marine tourist attractions. One of them is Slamaran Beach, which is a beautiful marine tourism destination and easy to find because it is in the Pekalongan Nusantara Fishery Sport Area. Slamaran Beach is precisely located in North Pekalongan, or approximately 5 kilometers from the center of Pekalongan City, with road access that is easy enough for various types of vehicles to pass. On Slamaran Beach, tourists can find a variety of interesting backgrounds for taking photos. Neatly lined up cypress trees are one of the must-visit spots. Apart from that, you must also feel the sensation of the long stretch of sand with a typical panorama of marine tourism. The beautiful scenery, fresh air, and romantic waves will relax a tired soul. And what is no less interesting, you can watch the sunrise and sunset. On this beach, tourists can carry out photography activities with a panoramic view of stunning natural beauty, which would be a shame to miss as a backdrop. The land area of Slamaran Beach is around 3.5 hectares and is equipped with various facilities such as a large parking area, food stalls, and rental boats that are ready to take visitors around Slamaran Beach. Enjoy the beauty of this Pekalongan Beach recreation object. The best times are in the morning and afternoon. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes and, of course, a camera to capture interesting spots. Visitors must also maintain the sustainability, beauty, and cleanliness of Slamaran Beach when visiting it. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. See you tomorrow at the same time and frequency.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment listener's mailbag, I'll reply to an email from Kazuaki Oikawa in Japan. He was listening to our Chinese program on June 18, 2024 through frequency 4755 kHz with the SINPO 25332. In his email, Mr. Kazuaki Oikawa said the signal was fair. Our broadcast programs are of great value. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your compliment and also reception report on our broadcast. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song that also ends today's program.
Thank you.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is on University of Gajah Mada Faculty of Dentistry, ranked in the top 50 in the world according to the WURI Ranking 2024. The World University for Innovation Ranking Agency, or the World's Universities with Real Impact, WURI, places the Faculty of Dentistry Gajah Mada University in Yogyakarta, Indonesia, in the top 50 in the world. This achievement is a source of pride for the state university located in Yogyakarta. Dean Suryono said he was happy and grateful that the faculty was able to reach the top 50 in the world in terms of innovation that has an impact on society. The inclusion of the University of Gajah Mada and especially the Faculty of Dentistry in the list of 100 universities in the world, according to Suryono, cannot be separated from the impact of innovation in the field of community service on the Tridharma or higher education activities, which is almost not owned by large universities abroad. The Faculty of Dentistry Gajah Mada University ranking surpasses several prestigious universities around the world. In the category of developing the entrepreneurial spirit, it is in sixth place in the world, ahead of Harvard University's Dental Sciences, which is in the 12th place, and the University of Oxford in the 13th place, among 100 global universities in the entrepreneurial spirit category. Meanwhile, in terms of indicators of student mobility and openness, it is ranked 27th in the world, ahead of Tokyo International University, which is ranked 38th in the world. According to Dean Suryono, the success of the Faculty of Dentistry in building international networks and providing global experiences for its students has played a major role in encouraging the rise in world rankings. He explained that the Faculty of Dentistry of University of Gajah Mada summer course program involved 10 co-organizers and sister schools abroad with the concept of sharing burdens and sharing achievements. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song from The Rain. The Rain is an Indonesian music group from Yogyakarta. This group, which has been working for more than 20 years, is still sticking with its initial formation. The members are Indra Prasta on the vocal and guitar, Iwan Tanda on the guitar and the vocal, Ipul Bahri on the bass and vocal, and Aang Anggoro on the drum and vocal. Many of The Rain songs tell about sadness, such as Dengar Bisiku or Listen to My Whisper, Tolong Aku or Help Me, Terlalu Indah or Too Beautiful, Ujung Pertemuan or The End of Encounter, and a number of other sad songs which are part of The Rain's identity. Even the upbeat song, Terlatih Patah Hati or Trained to be Brokenhearted, is actually a song that tells sadness from a different perspective. This time, The Rain is back with the latest single, Patah Terbelah or Torn Apart, which is also a sad song with the theme of loss. This song tells about the feelings of longing that cannot be conveyed directly because they are no longer together. Patah Terbelah is a bridge to The Rain's 8th studio album, which will be released on their 23rd anniversary at the end of this year. Well, listener, here is The Rain with their latest single, Patah Terbelah.
Aku melihatmu tersenyum seperti lurus ke arahku, lewat fotomu di layarku, menarik memori seketika kembali ke masa itu. Dengarkanlah rindu yang lirih bercerita tentang kita yang pernah mencoba mengukir kisah di sana. Biarkanlah hati ini patah terbelah. Aku bangga di sampingmu sesaat untuk selamanya. Andai kau dengar lagu ini, ku yakin kau pun juga tahu lagu ini ada untukmu. Menarik memori seketika seperti kau ada di sini. Dengarkanlah rindu yang lirih bercerita tentang kita yang pernah mencoba di sana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'm not afraid to be true.
listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our email voilisteners@gmail.com or send a direct message to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram @voi_official. So I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for listening and bye-bye.